You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Gold One knows that your skin changes all the time. Like waking feeling hydrated, only to have dry skin after a walk on a cold day. Or having dull skin at work, to glowing skin for date night. People don't have one skin, they have skins. And Gold Bond Lotion's clinically proven formulas contain 7 nourishing moisturizers, plus 3 vitamins to help you take care of all of them for all your skins. Gold Bond. Visit goldbond.com to learn more. Na, 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 na.
Hi, Hannies. It's Amir Yasai, and you're back for season 2 of The Take On. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. I'm here with Carrie Brittenham from Real Housewives of Dallas. My favorite. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You're my favorite and a fan favorite. You know, we love the way you kind of came in to the franchise and really, you know, started taking names and just kind of being yourself. What was the hardest thing for your, like, decision-making as far as doing Housewives? What was your kind of pros and cons list?
Oh my gosh, that was like a really tough time. I will say that, you know, since season one, you know, I actually had, you know, people contact me, and Carrie Duber actually really wanted me to be on the show with her since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And at first I was like, oh, absolutely not. You know, I am not going to do this show. No way. And then, you know, every season she would ask me, and finally, you know, this last season, you know, I seen that point in my life that my kids are getting older. I wanted to figure out, you know, do something for myself. I was kind of doing my jewelry line, but, you know, I guess I really wanted to do something different, and I wasn't sure what, honestly. Mm. And it was funny because, you know, Carrie just called me and I was talking to her, and she goes, well, you know, they're auditioning again for Real Housewives, Carrie. And then I finally just said, okay, just give him my name, you know, and see what happens. And of course, you know, that was in December. And in January, I already was interviewing with one of the main producers here in Dallas, and things started rolling. And I had like a couple weeks of freaked out. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, what am I getting into? And I think once I just said, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, let it go, give it to the universe. And if it's meant to be, it will happen. And if it happens, I'm just, you know, my main thing is I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be authentic. And, you know, I'm just going to go and be me. And I know a lot of people would like me. A lot of people would hate me. Mm-hmm. But that's life, you know?
That is life. I like the way you kind of went into it. And you were very open right from the beginning about, you know, any maybe issues you had with your husband. Like when you guys went to dinner, you were very open about, you know, wanting to kind of rack your business up, your jewelry business. And you guys were very honest. Was that tough to be on camera kind of going through some of your marital issues? Like, that's tough.
You know, it's not tough for me because mm-hmm. I'm just a very open book. I'm very honest, you know, and marriage is hard, you know, mm-hmm. and having two perspectives. Obviously, my husband is a very private person and a lot different than I am. So he was kind of like, what? Why are you saying these things on camera? Like, I think he was not expecting. I'm like, well, you know me now for 15 years. You should know that I'm just going to be an open book, you know, about everything. So, I mean, luckily it was fine. And, you know, we just had like a little conversation about it. And, you know, he was very good at respecting me and just, you know, even though he didn't love it.
But, you know, that's marriage, right? Like, even if you don't love it, sometimes you respect your spouse. So I love that.
Exactly.
He got on board. Was it weird for your husband being so private to start getting recognized when y'all went out to dinner, or like, you know, people started recognizing him in Dallas?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's like, you know, he's kind of thinks he's weird. Like, oh my gosh, my friends are like going, oh, great. you know, or you know, yeah, he got a lot of funny comments about the, you know, licking of the asshole comment.
Yep, I could see that. That was iconic.
He was definitely the joke at a lot of the dinner tables.
Yep. That's funny. Yeah, sometimes some of those accidental humorous things, they end up kind of following you around with Bravo. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is really funny. Earlier, Carrie, we heard a little bit of a parrot noise. I know your son has a parrot. Any plans to bring him on the show like Monique Samuels did on Potomac? Because her bird now is so famous. T'Challa is everywhere. Any plans to have the parrot?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this season, he was all over. I mean, because he gets out of the cage, he flies to me. He was flying to producers.
Yes!
He was flying all over the place. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, his name is Kiko, and I have a feeling he's going to be make an appearance for sure this year.
I love that. I love to hear that. Any plans to, I think you should reach out to Monique and do a play date for T'Challa and your bird. That would be cute.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, I would love it.
I love that. I love to hear that he's going to make an appearance. That's fun. So how is filming? I know y'all were filming the new season with COVID. Was it kind of tough with the shields? And we saw it all on social media. Was it tough to film with like COVID regulations?
You know, it was definitely different. Mm-hmm. We all really adjusted to it. And we've been adjusted to just life, you know, mm-hmm. have a, you know, mask going out to dinner and lunch and school. So, I mean, we adjusted to it. I mean, we kept it very close. We got tested often, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, camera crew had to, we had to be wearing masks when they mic'd us, and you know, everything was, we had a crew that would come to our house about an hour before everybody else showed up to disinfect everything,
wow.
You know, and things like that. So they took a lot of precautions, and luckily, you know, we were able to film the full 12 weeks without anyone, you know, getting sick.
Oh, thank God. I love that. And was it, did you miss like the international trip? Because I'm sure y'all weren't able to go out of town.
Yes, that was a real bummer. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, you know, we had a few fun trips up our sleeves that we wanted to do. So hopefully next season. But yeah, we did like a couple local things, you know, like we went to Austin and Oklahoma, but they're funny. And in a way, you know, trips that we probably would have never taken. But it made it fun. We obviously made it fun, you know. So, and you know, and different things that came with all of them.
I love that. What can you tell us? It doesn't have to be. I know Bravo is very strict with the sneak peeks, but anything from the new season that you can tease us with? People are very excited for this new season of Dallas.
You know, I will say that we were all really fun. Mm-hmm. We were drinking a lot.
Yes.
We were coming out of quarantine with a vengeance. You know, we were tired being with our families for, you know, because we start filming at the end of June. Mm-hmm. And by this, we've been in quarantine March, April, May, and most of June. Oof. So we were ready to party.
Yes.
And to have a good time. So it should be an interesting season.
I'm excited for that. Speaking of being in quarantine with your kids and the Zoom calls and the TikToking, what was one of the things that you didn't expect that was something good that came out of quarantine? Were you all able to cook together? Like, what was a good result?
You know, I was so surprised how, honestly, we all just kind of like, for the, you know, 8 weeks, really, mm-hmm. my kids took it so well. We all just cooked together, and I was cooking every day, and everybody was just adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you know, my kids said that they miss it. You know, it was like, mm-hmm. they kind of felt like it was like a time they needed to be here and decompress that they had no idea they needed.
Oh,
so, you know, with everything going on and, you know, kids now, and my daughter Olivia deals with, you know, anxiety and depression. And she says, you know, going so fast in life and everything else, it was kind of nice for them to just, you know, and I think it was an amazing learning experience really for all of us that, hey, if sometimes you're overwhelmed, it's okay to take 2 days off and just lay in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did nothing for 8 weeks. And guess what? everything still function. And I think we're just used to, go. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, so in a way it was just like, hey, you know, life doesn't have to always be so fast and crazy, you know? So it was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. And then also realizing how, I mean, you have a closet full of bags and shoes and you just were wearing workout clothes and sweatpants. And it was so nice. It was like, okay, you know, the little things that matter in life at the end are the things that you least expect.
That's really well said. And I think a lot of people realize that they thought like they would never survive it. And then it's like, it's actually refreshing to take a pause on your life. We all go so fast and we're obsessively doing stuff. So it's nice to take a moment. And sometimes the world has to end before we do it, you know?
I know. Yeah. So yeah, it was, you know, I always like to look at the positives of situations and not dwell on the negative. So, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to clean out the house and organize everything, which I did. And of course, it's already a mess again. I'm like, well, that was.
At least you tried.
I tried, yes.
That's funny. I want to take a little sharp left turn. A lot of people DM me and ask this question, and they really wanted me to ask you. I've spoken to Leanne before. And I know Leanne, and I know that, you know, the things that kind of went down between the two of you and, you know, some of those racially charged comments, the way you handled it was so much grace and respect. I mean, I'm Middle Eastern and Muslim. I've been called a terrorist during 9/11, and I didn't really deal with it as well as you did. I really shot back and said a lot of bad words, but you were so respectful and really kind of, for a lot of, you know, people that were watching that were immigrants, especially, they look up to the way you handled that. You didn't kind of, I don't know, just the way you handled it was so beautiful. So how did you find that strength? Because I would have said some things. So I don't know. Like, how did you handle that?
You know, I just, honestly, I was shocked when I saw it because obviously I didn't see it or was aware of really, you know, I heard about it through, you know, Cameron telling me at the finale and things like that. But I didn't really realize like how it was said. I mean, and I know a lot of people, including Leanne, said, you know, oh, she calls herself Mexican. What's the problem? And of course, I'm very proud of being from Mexico. I have no problem. Somebody calls me that. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, you're from Mexico or my Mexican friend or whatever. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Right.
It was a delivery, you know, it was the anger and the delivery. And sadly, you know, Leanne definitely, you know, she did apologize to me, you know, a little too late, you know, after we were done filming. And I did say to her, you know, I wish you would have apologized before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and as long as this was a learning experience, you know, I didn't, you know, want to give her the power to let it get to me. You know, sometimes when you lose your temper, you get the more angry is when you lose.
Yes.
So I was just like, you know, I mean, if she's going to be this uneducated or, you know, insensitive or whatever, that's on her, which it ended up happening. You know, she ended up at the end of the day, people end up, you know, like her as a bitch, you know, and that's what kind of happened.
Absolutely.
So, and it's sad, you know, because I think Leanne has a lot of great qualities. I think she was very polarizing and a lot of great things, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, you know, I came in completely with an open mind to get to know everybody. And and I think, you know, she came in already with like a little, you know, big wall with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she did admit that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's sad, but it's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think what you said was really key because I, with my Middle Eastern friends, will joke, oh, you look like a terrorist because of your beard. Or with gay friends, you make jokes derogatory. But when someone that isn't Mexican is making fun of someone using, that's not the same. Like, it's you saying it is very different than someone saying it that isn't Mexican. I think that was lost in translation. So I'm happy that you brought that up. I want to ask you about when everyone came to your family home in, I can't remember the location, but it was the
Carayas.
The way that you invited everyone in and the way that kind of Leanne was acting and some of the ladies, did you expect that? Like, were you kind of hurt? Because I think being Persian and you being Mexican, we love to be good hosts and invite people in and give them food and take care of them. Mm-hmm. Some of the reactions, like they were expecting so much. Was that hard to watch back? Because you're like, I'm opening my home.
You know, again, I just feel like, you know, if, you know, we were in an amazing place and at the end of the day, you know, we had so much fun, and Leanne was, you know, like on an island because she put herself on the island, you know, and we all had such a good time, and we have so many amazing memories from that trip. Mm-hmm. And sadly she doesn't, you know, she just didn't want to embrace it mm-hmm. and have a good time with all of us, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, Leanne seems to me that she kind of liked to be the victim. Mm-hmm. Like she says, oh, they're all after me, or they all ganged against me, poor me. It's like, no, you did it to yourself. You know, mm-hmm. you were not joining us. You didn't go up, you know, like whenever, like I wanted to open up and talk about my childhood, you know, she had to always do one up. Well, right. This is what happened to me. It's like, you know, it's, you know, hopefully she, you know, looks back and realizes things and changes her behavior, mm-hmm. you know, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we can all grow from our mistakes.
Absolutely. And there's always growth if you want to grow, right? I think it's really important that a lot of people are mm-hmm. like, that person has growth, but if they don't want to grow, they're not going to grow. So I wish that for her as well.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I want to ask you, Carrie, about when you came into the show, was there someone from past seasons, a cast member that you kind of thought was going to be a certain way and they surprised you, like you end up becoming good friends with them or is there someone?
Well, yeah, I always laugh because, you know, I didn't think I was going to get along with Cameron mm-hmm. Because I am like, you know, I love to have a good time and I say inappropriate things all the time and I'm like, you know, I'm fine. I'm not really like all into the society of Dallas on you know, behave a certain way and Cameron seems so kind of like more uptight and all pink and everything else. So whenever you know, we went to Carelles yeah. and you know, it was just like she was so nice mm-hmm. and I was like making drinks and she was drinking everything I was giving her and she was having fun. And, you know, when we all had to go pee and we were peeing behind the trailer, she was right there peeing with us awesome. In the middle of a polo game, you know, in the polo fields. And I'm like, wait, okay, I think I can be friends with her. You know, she's fun. And, you know, and it was just a very natural, instant friendship, you know, and, you know, we just connected. I mean, even on our trip to Thailand, like we sat next to each other and we just talk the whole way, you know, to Thailand on the airplane, you know, I can talk,
right,
as they all say. But yeah, it was fun.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Thailand,
that was my surprise.
That caught you by surprise. Yeah, Cameron is an interesting shell. She really opens up on the trips. Like I feel like every time y'all go on a trip, Cameron kind of opens up. So I like that. It's fun to see.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to see her this year. We had fun.
Really? I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Deandra about it. We were laughing. Like, same thing. We were talking about Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Thailand because there was so much happened on that trip and there was so much explosions and, you know, there was the ping pong show and all this stuff. Were you kind of like a bit spectating with that? Because it seemed like you were cool with the show. Like you were fine with kind of going along with the cultural stuff. Were you kind of one way or the other on that whole thing?
I mean, you know, I travel all over the world. You know, I've been everywhere. Mm-hmm. I just got back from Turkey and Egypt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whenever I travel to other countries, I try to just like be open to, mm-hmm. you know, the culture and whatever happens. And I've just like tried to embrace it. I mean, the whole ping pong show and everything else, I mean, it's famous, you know, so it was funny to see. I mean, of course, the moment those ping pong balls were coming at me and they had liquid, I ran out. I did not want that in my face.
No, thank you.
Hey, I'm okay with watching anything, but as long as don't touch it. I don't want my face to be touched with that.
Yeah, especially post-COVID, no ping pong shows.
Oh my gosh, exactly. I mean, this was before COVID. Imagine now.
Ooh, no, those are probably closed up.
I think people are going to be going in with like full bodysuits.
Oh my God, can you imagine hazmat suit to see a ping pong show? That is so funny. You're hilarious. Oh my God, I love that. I wanted to ask you about your kids and the show. Do they watch it? Like, are they like, what are you doing? Like, are they embarrassed of it? Are they into it?
You know, they were, I will say they were very, a little bit, you know, scared before the first season. Yeah. And then when it aired and everything else, they didn't think it was that bad or anything else like that. And they became a lot more relaxed and open to it. You know, we'll see about this season because, you know, I don't know if they're going to like to see their mom like wasted most of the time.
Mom came out of, you said it, you came out of quarantine with a vengeance. So it's
I know.
That's funny. What about reunions? I know reunions are like, obviously they're part of the deal. You got to do them. They're really tough. And how do you like self-care after a reunion? Like, what do you do to kind of get back to normal? Because it's a lot to relive everything.
You know, I just went out, had a really good time, celebrated, had a a lot of drinks, you know, but I think that, you know, I definitely was mentally drained for a few days. Mm-hmm. I slept a lot. And, you know, came back, had like a nice facial and just tried. I did relax and decompress for about a week.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And your reunion was in person?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. The last one, because, you know, we had right now, you know, we won't have a reunion for the season 5 until it's almost done. So we won't probably have a reunion until like May.
Got it. So we're very much looking forward to this season. I think it's going to be really fun. And I think a lot of people, even though people have been to Dallas, they don't really know a lot about it. So I love kind of seeing more about Dallas. What about Dallas for you, you know, having traveled all over the world? What is it about Dallas that you like to live there? Like, what's one thing that people might not know about living in Dallas?
Well, I don't love living in Dallas.
Well, that's okay. That's what I,
no.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, Dallas, you know, is has its charm. You know, I love the people. I mean, I love the Southern people. Mm-hmm. And now the city itself, you know, is very clean. It's very nice. I love the schools. It's like a great, you know, community to live in with your kids are growing up, mm-hmm. and everything is really nice. I mean, I do wish it had like an ocean or mountains or places like that to go hiking, which it doesn't.
Very flat.
You know, but yeah, I would say like I love the people. Mm-hmm. You know, the people are really nice and friendly and, you know, for the most part. And I like that the most.
That's nice. Yeah. Aside from their bless your heart moments where you're like, is this nice or are you being mean? It's hard with Southern people because they say things and you're like, is that nice or was that a diss?
I know.
It's hard to differentiate.
They're at least fake nice.
Yeah, they are. It's like LA. It is very similar. Exactly.
Not like New York. If New York doesn't like you, they tell you to your face, which is more like me, really. Mm-hmm. I would fit right in New York.
I could see you. I could really see you. That's actually going to be one of my next questions. If you weren't in Dallas, which Housewives franchise would you like to be a part of?
Oh, if I wasn't in Dallas, probably New York.
You'd be great. I'd love to see you with Ramona. I think you'd put her in her place. I think it would be amazing. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I can see myself being because I love New York and all the parties and all the things there and going to the Hamptons. Yeah, that would be really fun. I would love that.
Yeah.
I also, you know, I like California, so OC, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
That's where I am. I'm in OC.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love having the ocean and the mountains. So you would enjoy it here.
I know. That is really nice. And I do love Bronwyn.
Oh, she's so lovely. She stands up for so many people. And when she kind of doesn't have to, and like, I just love that about her. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's so real. You know, she's a good friend. I talk on the phone with her a lot.
Oh my God, you read my mind. I was going to ask you, what was the last Bravo person you've talked to or texted with?
Bronwyn.
I love I love that. Well, tell her I say hi. I'm a huge fan. I think she's, especially with the BLM movement, she's been such a voice.
Oh, she's been amazing.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah. And all her kids.
So my daughter, Olivia, is down in LA too. And she does all the you know, everything. She's in all of that with Bronwyn.
Oh, good. I love that. Bronwyn is a good, you know, friend to have on this side, especially if your daughter's in LA. I love that.
Yeah.
What is your, like, advice to parents right now with this quarantine and, like, being in the house with the kids and the Zoom calls? How do you balance, like, not going crazy with the kids?
You know, I mean, my biggest advice is just, like, you know, take your time and this is a great times and opportunity to teach your kids that, you know, to have to be resilient and to be, you know, to try to adapt to different things, you know, and just come up with new ideas, new things, and be positive about why this is happening. Mm-hmm. You know, try to find the positives about it. And because your kids are going to respond of how you are acting to things.
Absolutely.
They're like, you know, the little puppets. So if they see you calm, if they see you fine, if they see that everything is going okay, then they're going to adjust to that, you know. If they see you stressed out and, oh my God, this is crazy, then they're going to react to that also. Mm-hmm. So my biggest advice is probably just, you know, be resilient and adapt and, you know, have fun with it.
That makes sense. Have fun with it. I like that. It's good advice. I think sometimes parents overthink it. And I like that. Just have fun with it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's my motto. Have fun in life.
I love it. Have fun and have some tequila, right? I'm not mad at that.
Yes.
How do you find good Mexican food in Texas? Because last time I was in Dallas, everything's like Tex-Mex. It was so hard to find authentic Mexican food. That was tough.
I have an amazing housekeeper from Mexico.
Lucky.
That cooks, oh my gosh, like picadillo, you know, everything, like all my favorite things, like, oh my gosh, you know, I want pozole or tamales or, you know, anything like that. And she's the best cook. So I'm very spoiled on that one.
Lucky, because we're spoiled here in California because we have so many good Mexican restaurants.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple places in Dallas that I go, but really the best cook is definitely my housekeeper.
That's amazing.
Call her my nanny.
I love that. Lucky. I wanted to ask you, what is the like high point of doing Housewives and what's a low point for you? Like what was like a really amazing thing of doing, being involved with this, and what's kind of a low point?
I mean, the amazing point is the experiences and I mean, all the friendships I've met and you know, it's been an amazing experience and amazing, great friendships. You know, the low point is, I will definitely say that how the people perceive it and the other people that have been wanting to be on the show, the jealousy that comes with it from, you know, other friends. People try to like sabotage you, you know, and make things up. I mean, so I think it's happened to every housewife when I talk to them. And that's, you know, the negatives about it. Mm-hmm. And also sometimes, you know, you're a certain way. And of course, the way you are portrayed on TV may come out different. Mm-hmm. And then you get, you know, obviously a lot of people that don't really know who you are judging you for not really all of you.
Absolutely. And does that translate to like online bullying? Have you gotten like nasty messages on Twitter or Instagram or not?
You know, so far I've been very, very lucky. I mean, yes, I mean, of course, I've had some people, oh, Carrie's horrible. Oh, we can understand anything she says with her accent or, you know, we hate her voice. It's so raspy. I mean, like, and today I'm like raspier than other times. I mean, sometimes it's different, but,
I love
you know,
raspy voice. But I don't. Hell. I love a raspy voice. It's iconic. It's like Elizabeth Taylor, Lindsay Lohan. I mean, iconic people had raspy voices, so I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah. So I just honestly try not to, you know, let people get to me. I mean, I focus on the positives and just the negatives. I just ignore them. I'm like, really, let's look at you. Mm-hmm. Show me you. Everybody's so good of behind a phone, mm-hmm. make a lot of comments, but you know, they have no idea how hard it is to
they do not
put your life and yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's always someone with like 3 followers and no picture.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, you are not even putting yourself out there. So it's very frustrating. But you know what? Positive is your skin is radiant. What's your, people can't see your skin, but it's radiant right now. What do you do for your skin?
Oh my God, you're so sweet. I mean, I drink a lot of green tea, which is supposed to be amazing for your skin. Antioxidant. I mean, I live on green tea. I lick tons of it. Love. And then, I use my avocado cream under my eyes all the time, which is from Kiehl's.
Okay.
An eye cream that I use just from Kiehl's. Okay. And just, I am nothing like super, but a lot of people always ask me, but yeah. I use the Andra's, skincare too.
Nice.
And I try to support, my other housewives and however I can. So.
Oh, I love that. And it's good genes too, right? I think good genes help with the good skin as well.
Yeah. I hope they stay there for a little while longer.
They will. I love your skin. It's amazing. I wanted to ask you, just to wrap up, it's a fun question, but if you're going to go on a deserted island, which housewife are you taking from your franchise and one from another franchise? So 2 ladies.
It's a
tough question.
That's a tough question. In a deserted island, because, I'm thinking, okay, who's going to be the best, person to build a hut and, uh-huh. and hunt? I mean, I love watching Naked and Afraid, believe me. So I love that show. Or Survivor, I love those shows. Yeah. But I mean, you want to have a teammate that is going to put on the work and is going to be able to do all these things, So I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe from my cast, I may. That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. I don't know who would be able to build a hut. Maybe Deandra's mom.
I know. Yeah, Mama D for sure. But I would say I would pick Deandra, but then Deandra would probably be complaining the whole time and I would kill her. And then Cameron would be like, not sure she could. Although, I don't know, maybe it's Stephanie. Stephanie's pretty down to earth and, and she could probably be, she's always so positive. So I'd probably be Stephanie because she goes, girl, she's always telling me, girl, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. She's so positive all the time. Yeah. So I think if I'm freaking out about something, she'd be like, girl, no, don't worry about it. They're going to find us in a little bit. They're all about to find us.
That's amazing. It's good to have someone positive in that situation for sure.
Yeah.
That is funny. That's amazing. I love that. Well, thank you again for talking to us. I love chatting with you. I think it's going to be a great season and I can't wait to see all of the shenanigans. It's going to be super, super fun.
Yeah, you guys are going to love it. I'm so excited. I'm excited for this season for sure.
Yay, I'm excited. And Carrie, just tell us where everyone can follow you on Instagram to keep in touch.
So my Instagram account is Carrie Britt, KaryBritt. On Instagram, and then my Camo by Carrie, KAMO by Carrie, KARY, my jewelry line.
Yeah.
And that's my 2 Instagrams.
Love it. And your jewelry is stunning. I'm so into it. Love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting ready to do a bunch of trunk shows with Deandra, so that's going to be interesting. Follow our stories. We're always a hot mess.
Yes, you are. I love it. The trunk shows, the 2 of you, how fun. It's like it's its own reality show.
I know. Yeah. We have 3 or 4 coming up. So.
Oh my God, I love that. Well, thanks again, everyone. And thanks again, Carrie. Take care, and hopefully we'll be able to connect in Dallas. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Take On. The Take On is produced by Dori Berenstein and Alan Seals, edited by Kyle Moore, and is a proud member of the Broadway Podcast Network. You can find out more about me and The Take On at bpn.fm/The Take On. And of course on my Instagram at Amir Yass Official. Yes, honey, we're official. Make sure to subscribe and rate The Take On wherever you stream your podcast and keep tuning in for more amazing guests.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.